Hare Krishna. This is our fourth day of the month of Kartik. We are trying to please Srimati Radharani. We are trying to connect with her beloved Lord Damodar. But what is if we feel we are a little bit outside? What is if we feel we have not yet really entered? What is if we feel our devotional life is not really alive? Most properly, we have not gone through the entrance gate. Srila Rupa Goswami describes bhakti to be like a palace or a temple through which a door is necessary to be taken. Just like a building, a temple, a palace requires an entry gate in order to access it, bhakti also requires an entry gate. Now, there are many processes which one can take, but the principal ones which serve as the principal door into the palace of bhakti are three. Taking shelter at the feet of the spiritual master, receiving teachings after initiation, and serving the guru with respect. These are said to be the principal doors, the entry gate to the palace of bhakti. So there's no reason to feel left out. There's no reason to feel outside of the world of bhakti. Connect with the spiritual master with respect and affection. Pray to him. Start your day maybe with an arati. The way I do this personally during the month of Kartik is very simple. I go in my mind to the place where I feel Srila Prabhupada is most present, and that's his Samadhi Mandir in Vrindavan. And then when I'm there, I'm praying to him, and many things are then happening by his blessings. Tomorrow, I would like to make a little guided meditation where I bring you through the entrance gate of bhakti by visiting with you the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan and praying to him as he sits there on his Vyasasan, eternally present for all of us.